Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and this year Fred is the official online radio station of the festival. Very pleased to be joined by Laurie Simmons, who is the director of My Art, a screening here in Venice. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, first question for our listeners, would you like to maybe tell us a little bit about the story?
Well, I would say if I had to describe it in one sentence, that it's a coming-of-age story about a woman artist. But she's in her 60s and has tremendous aspirations and needs to leave her comfort zone, which is the city of New York, to go to a place to really find herself and find a new voice and a new way to make art.
So obviously you star in the leading role in this film on top of doing everything else. How much of yourself is in this film?
I think that there is a lot of me in terms of understanding the solitary life of an artist. I think there's so much of so many women I know in the character of Ellie. Like, I just had to look around me, like, not that far to find her attitudes, her dialogue. She is a woman that I know so well. So in that sense, she kind of wrote herself. She told me her story, and I wrote it down, basically.
Yeah. And incidentally, where did this story begin? Where did you first get the idea to do it?
Well, in 2009, I played the role of an artist named Siri in my daughter Lena Dunham's movie Tiny Furniture. And Siri came very much out of Lena Dunham's imagination. But I didn't feel that even Siri was an accurate portrayal of a woman artist. And I thought, well, here you have a young woman, Lena, who'd grown up around two artists for 25 years. And I thought, well, if my own daughter doesn't get the portrayal of an artist exactly the way I think it should be, maybe I have a job to do.
And obviously there's a key element in cinema in this film. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, well, I would say, maybe it's a little known fact, but every artist I know is just a rabid cinephile. Artists love movies, they quote movies, they watch movies, maybe because we're on our own crazy schedule.
Yeah.
And in trying to decide what kind of art Ellie would make in the movie, I wanted to find what I call movie art that might engage the viewer more than just watching somebody paint or watching somebody sculpt or even doing performance art. So I thought these video vignettes that were clips from movies that we knew might make them both relatable and also help, like in a musical, help move the narrative of the story along based on what movies Ellie was choosing to quote.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of My Art, the film itself, how do you view it in your other works as an artist? How does it fit in? It's quite different from a lot of the stuff that you've made.
It's not like the work that I make, and Ellie's work is her work, very much her work. It's very much movie art. But I think when I wrote the words My Art as the title page on my script, I certainly wondered if I was about to embark on a new form of my art.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And do you see yourself going on in this direction?
I think that making movies is an addiction. That's nothing I've made up. People have told me that the level of stress and anxiety and desire to move forward is so powerful, and the exhaustion at the end is so absolutely complete, but then you kind of wake up from it and you're like, when can I make my next movie?
All right, so you're never content or rewarded?
Well, I think it's the same with making art. You kind of always want to think about a new way to challenge yourself, and certainly making a film has so many more moving parts than shooting a still photograph. And that's what really got me going. It's just the idea that there was so much more to control and think about and attend to. And, you know, I think that as you age and age into making art, you want to keep challenging yourself more and more. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have, but Congratulations. Thank great
you.
Film.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.